Yeah, so we are not forgiven
بخشیده نشدیم
when we don't forgive others.
بخشیده نمیشیم اگه دیگران رو نبخشیم.
Now, some of you are bitter towards others.
بعضیاتون اون کینه رو نسبت به
هم دیگه دارید. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a parent.
Now
ask yourself the question.
خودتون این سوال رو بپرسید.
Do you want God to forgive you?
آیا میخوای خدا ببخشه؟
Or do you want to live in a relationship where God is holding things against you?
اما یا میخوای تو زندگی کنی که خداوند همیشه اون رو ضدت داشته باشه؟
Because the way that you forgive, he's going to forgive you.
چون به همون پیمونه‌ای که تو میبخشی تو هم بخشیده خواهی شد.
Yeah, and if you hold grudges and bitterness,
اگه تلخی و ناراحتی رو
قلبت داری others, he's not forgiving you.
و نمیبخشی دیگران
رو تو هم بخشیده نمیشی. Is required to forgive others.
بخشش عیسی مسیح
لازمش he did an unforgivable thing to me.
دیگرانه. اما اون کاری کرد که اصلا نابخشیدنیه.
She did that to me.
این کارو کرد با من.
It's just 100 pence.
فقط 10 سنت.
Compared to 10,000 talents.
در مقابل 10,000 یورویی که
You want to be a follower of Christ.
میخوای شاگرد مسیح باشی.
You have to forgive.
باید ببخشی به دیگران. دیگران رو ببخشی.
And not till 7 times.
نه 7 بار.
That doesn't make you a good Christian.
7 باره فقط یه مسیحی نمیکنه.
Not till 7 times 7. 70 times 7.
نه 77 بار 7 بار.
No, it's keep forgiving.
ادامه بده ببخشیدن. ادامه بده ببخشیدن.
Imagine if God would quit at 490 times.
490 بار که تو گناه کردی دیگه خدا دستش از زندگیت برداره. بگه دیگه تموم.
Yeah, we sin every day.
ما هر روز داریم گناه میکنیم ضد خدا. هر روز داریم دلشو میشکنیم.
Yeah, let's say it's only one time, which is not true, but let's say it's only one time a day.
فقط فکر کنین روزی یه باره. حقیقت هم نیست. روزی یه بار.
And if God would stop at 490.
اگه قرار بود خدا سر 490 دست بکشه.
You would just make it over a year.
یه سال فقط دووم میاری 90 تون. یه ذره از یه سال بیشتر. بعد خدا ما ولتون کنه.
حسابت پره.
Now, what has forgiving others to do with God forgiving me? You might ask.
من به دیگران و دیگران رو بخشیدن چه ربطی به خداوند بخشیدن من داره؟
These things are connected.
چون دو تا با هم ربط داره.
What is the greatest commandment?
فرمان عیسی مسیح فرمان اصلیش چیه؟
Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
What's the second one?
It's equal to that. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. If you want to be right with God, you need to be right with those around you. You cannot say, I love God, and in the same time, hate your brother.
Yeah.
You cannot be right with God when you are wrong with others. And here's an example, 1 Peter 3:7. This is about a marriage. Yeah. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, yeah, their wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
همچنین ای شوهران با دانش با ایشان زیستید، چون با ظروف ضعیفتر و ایشان را محترم دارید، چون با شما وارث فیض حیات نیز هستند تا دعاهای شما بازداشته نشود.
Why should you have a marriage that is not one big fight?
باید ازدواجتون و خانوادهتون
where all kinds of problems.
چرا هر روز تو خانوادهتون نباید این جنگ و شور باشه توش؟
Because it might hinder or it will hinder your prayers.
چون دعای تو رو هم تحت تاثیر میذاره.
Yeah, you cannot be wrong with your wife and right with God.
You cannot be wrong with your husband
and right with God.
Your relationship,
with others around you
با دیگران در
will
کنارت
impact your relationship with God.
تأثیر میذاره به رابطه تو با خداوند.
Yeah, prayer is God working on us, not us working on God.
خداوند تو زندگی ما کار کردنه، نه ما قلب.
What do we pray for?
چجوری دعا میکنیم؟
We pray for our needs, for our provision.
برای نیازهامون، برای فراغت.
Prayer is asking and receiving.
دعا درخواست کردن و دریافت کردن.
Yeah, but there's a limit. Yeah, we don't pray, God make me rich. No, it's like, don't make me rich, but don't give me poverty either.
Just give me فقرم بهم نده.
Just give me my daily bread.
نان روزانم رو.
You as my Father in heaven.
عنوان پدرمون در آسمان.
You know what I need.
میدونی نیازم چیه.
And you give good things that will be a blessing to me.
چیزهایی که باعث برکت من.
And we pray for forgiveness.
تقاضای بخشش می‌کنیم.
Because we need forgiveness every day.
چون اون بخشش رو هر روز نیاز داریم.
But that goes together with us forgiving others.
اما اون بخشش زمانی ما از خدا به دست میاریم که ما هم دیگران رو ببخشیم.
As we forgive our debtors.
گناهان ما رو ببخش همان جوری که ما مقروضان خود
رو. Our relationship with others is connected to our relationship with God.
نسبت به دیگران تاثیرگذار رابطه ما با خدا.
Here's the last one.
آخرین چیزی که میخوام بگم در مورد دعا.
Yeah, we pray for our protection. Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, when you read this verse, it might puzzle you a little bit. Yeah, because it sounds like you're asking God to stop tempting you. Now, the problem with that interpretation is that the Bible clearly tells us that God does not tempt anybody.
Yeah?
God is not tempting people to go into sin. James 1:13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man.
هیچ کس چون در وسوسه افتد نگوید خدا مرا وسوسه می کند زیرا خدا هرگز از بدی ها وسوسه نمی شود و او هیچ کس را وسوسه نمی کند.
God does not sit on his throne trying to trick you.
خداوند وای نه
تو تخت سلطنت ببینی
چه جوری گولت میزنه که گناه کنی.
Yeah, that's absurd to think that.
اگه اینجوری فکر میکنی احمقانه.
Yeah, let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God.
خداوند وسوسه شده.
So who is leading us into temptation?
ما رو در وسوسه میندازه.
Read the next verse. Verse 14. You wish it was Satan. So you could blame somebody else. Verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
اما هر کس در وسوسه میافتد وقتی که شهوت وی او را میکشد و
Yeah, why do we get tempted?
چرا وسوسه میشیم?
It's because of our own lust.
به خاطر شهوت خودمونه.
It is you and me that are the problem.
منم که مشکل داریم.
We are the one in charge.
من و تو مسئولیم.
When we are led into temptation.
وقتی وسوسه میکنیم.
The devil made me do it.
Oh, شیطان منو وادار کرد.
You yourself are leading yourself into temptation.
باعث شدی وارد اون وسوسه شی.
Because of the lust of your own flesh.
به خاطر شهوت جسمت.
Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that you enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
بیدار باشید و دعا کنید تا در معرض آزمایش نیفتید. روح مایل است اما جسم ناتوان.
It's a flesh, our old man that leads us into temptations.
که در اون وسوسه ما رو میندازه. و همه وسوسه ها.
It's us that causes to end up sinning against God.
ما ایم که باعث گناه خداوند
With all its consequences.
با تمام اتفاقایی که میفته ما ایم تاش.
Yeah, we can't blame God for it.
نمیتونیم بندازیم گردن خدا.
He doesn't tempt anybody.
خداوند هیچ کس رو وسوسه
نمیده. And we cannot blame the devil either.
حتی شیطان هم نمیتونیم
وسوسه. He might want to trick you.
شاید او بخواد گولت بزنه.
But it's still you who are leading yourself into temptations.
که تو خودت رو به نزدیک اون وسوسه کردی.
It's because of the lust of your own flesh.
چون اون شهوت جسمت که.
So what are we asking God? We pray, verse 13, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yeah, we're asking God not to lead us to the place where we are tempted. Because this is where we are leading ourselves. We are asking him to lead us instead. We are asking God to deliver us from evil. From the harm that would come to our lives. When we are led into temptations because of our own lust. Yeah, we want God to protect us. We want him to lead us. Let your will be done. Think of it, maybe God's not giving you the resources that you want because those resources will lead you into temptations.
اگر اون پول یا اون ثروت به دستت برسه همون باعث وسوسه بشه.
I know people if they have the resources they will destroy themselves.
میدونم خیلی های کسایی رو دارم که اگر پول زیادی دستشون بدی همون زندگیشو میسوزونه.
In fact some of those know that would happen.
حتی بعضی خودشون هم میدونن که آخر سر
yeah, because of the lust of their own flesh.
به خاطر شهوت جسمشون.
They're not able to handle it.
قادر نیستن از اون
پول درست. Maybe you're not able to handle certain things.
شاید یه چیز دیگه باشه که تو نتونی امروز
زندگی کنترلش کنی. We're asking God to lead us.
از خدا میخوام که رهبریمون کنه اونی که میتونیم تحمل کنیم به همون
yeah, instead of us leading ourselves
به
which will lead,
lead,
we'll lead ourselves into temptations
اون وسوسه برسیم
God you lead my life
اما خداوند تو ما رو رهبری کن حفاظتم کن از شهوتم از ضعفم از همه چیزم حفاظتم کن
I have this thorn in the flesh
من این خار رو تو جسم
God I need you to remove it
خداوند این خار رو از جسم من بردار
and the answer is no
خدا میگه نه
that needs to be there Because it will protect you from becoming prideful. God, I want this or that. But you lead me. I need your protection. Because in my flesh, through my own lust, I will get myself into trouble.
Yeah.
Instead, I want you to lead me. I want your will for my life. I want to follow you. And then the prayer ends. Yeah, with the same way it started. The second part of verse 13. And it's the same focus. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
The prayer is again finishing with God. Who God is. Yeah. Prayer is God doing a work in us. It's God working on our hearts. It's God changing us. Because we have an encounter with a living God. The Bible says that we need to follow Christ. Here's the example that he has given. When we pray. Yeah, the question, how do we pray? Teach us to pray. You've seen you praying. How should we pray? Here's the answer. Sure, sit down, learn. Let me teach you how to pray. But first, we need to have a when and where. Yeah, you need to set a time to be with God. Yeah, you need to determine a place where you can be alone with God. Let me teach you the purpose of prayer. Why do you pray?
Because
God already knows what you need.
That because
prayer is not about passing a wish list to God.
Yeah,
God is not a divine genie.
خداوند اون دوغ قول چراغ جادو نیست
God is not Santa Claus.
خداوند بابا نوئل نیست.
Yeah, it's not about you working on God, it's God working on you.
در مورد این نیست که خداوند ما تو قلب خداوند کار کنیم، بلکه خداوند زندگی ما کار کردن. یادآوری کردن به خداوند که او کیست.
Reminding you who God is.
و به ما یادآوری کردن که خدا کیست.
His place in your life.
یادآوری کردن
He's a father. As close as intimacy, we can go to him. But he's also above. He's holy. He's God Almighty. We enter the throne room. And it's about his kingdom.
And
his will be done. Not your will and your agenda. And today, let me teach you on the what of prayer. What should we be asking God for? Yes, we ask for needs. We ask for provision.
But
we pray for our daily bread.
Our needs to be met.
God, neither give me riches or poverty. Just give me what you know is good for me. Give me what I can handle. Just give me what you think I need. Then we ask God for forgiveness. We need to be forgiven every day. But then we're reminded God is going to forgive you in the same way you're forgiving others. You need to stop being bitter towards others and forgive others.
و اون کینه رو از زندگی دور کن.
And I'll lastly ask for protection.
حفاظت.
From what?
از چی؟
From ourselves.
از خودمون.
From ourselves.
از شهوتمون.
Leading ourselves into trouble.
خودمون رو تو درد سر و مشکلات.
We want God to lead our lives. میخوام
که خداوند رهبر زندگی
ما باشه.
ما رو از بدی و سختی
و مرض دور کنه.
بدی و سختی
that we will get into if we are left to our own.
اگر ما رو رها کنه خداوند ما به اون بدی و پناه.
So that's the answer. Of Jesus to how we should pray. So have you set time apart to pray every day? If not, you need to do that. Do you have a place where you're praying? A place where you get alone? Even if it's a closet?
It
doesn't have to be a closet. But
any
place where you can be alone with God. If not, you need to find a place where you can talk to God. Do you understand why you're praying? Do you understand the purpose of prayer? It's not about you. It's God working on you. Not you on him.
Yeah,
prayer will change you.
خداوند تو رو عوض کنه.
You know
نه خدا رو عوض کنه.
Yeah, we pray for our provision.
Yeah, دعا میکنیم با اینکه درک میکنیم هممون محدودیت داریم.
While forgiving.
تقاضای بخشش میکنیم وقتی داریم میبخشیم کسایی که تو زندگیمون باید بخشیده شن.
We ask God to lead.
و بعد از خداوند
میخوایم تو
زندگیمون رو هر روزه رهبری کنه. هر قدممون رو حفاظت کنه. چون اگه خودمون رهبر هممون باشیم خودمون رو به درد سر میندازیم.
Let God work in your life. بذار
خداوند
Give the answers to him. Trust that he knows best.
Yeah.
Having faith is basically trusting that he has heard you. And then trusting him with the answer. Whatever it is. Also when it is, my grace is sufficient for you. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.